It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Time for our daily tech and business report. Today, we're joined by Bloomberg's Jonathan Randles. A judge has approved Diamond Sports' restructuring plan, and that will have the sports broadcaster stream games on Amazon. Jonathan, let's take a step back. So Diamond Sports used to be Bally Sports, and everybody thought that broadcasting sports would be a lucrative deal. What went wrong?
Hi, and thanks for having me on. Yeah, the biggest problem for them was they had too much debt on their balance sheet when Sinclair acquired all these regional sports networks from Disney. They did so with a deal that included $8 billion in debt. So, as cord cutting has accelerated and continued, that was just unsustainable. So they filed for bankruptcy to kind of improve their balance sheet and ultimately kind of change their business.
Does this sound like a smart thing to do? Will they be able to be sustainable by streaming on Amazon?
That's kind of the big question here, and I don't think it's that's to be determined. Their lawyers today in court were pretty confident that this is a good deal, and it's pretty promising for them. They're excited about it, and that was kind of the tone of today's hearing. They were also really clear that this puts them in a better position than they were before the bankruptcy. They said that they have, Amazon's a good partner, and that they'll get into more, households than they would have before, and they have more digital rights and streaming rights than they did before the bankruptcy. So they're the lawyers and everyone involved in the company is we're very excited about, sharing this. Whether it'll actually work, that's to be determined.
They had deals with the NBA and the National Hockey League and a bunch of MLB teams. When you said everybody is excited about this, does that include those sports leagues?
So it kind of depends. So they renegotiated their agreements with the NBA, NHL, and MLB. Their relationship with Major League Baseball has been up and down, to put it mildly. But with that said, the Major League Baseball and some of the teams, they withdrew challenges they had to this restructuring plan kind of right before today's hearing was held. And there was, earlier in the case, there was a chance that Diamond Sports could just go out of business, that they'd liquidate. A little bit later, it seemed like there was going to be no baseball teams that they would carry outside of bankruptcy. So the fact that they have any baseball teams, let alone they have six clubs that they're going to continue to broadcast with, is promising to them. But I think there's still tension between like the MLB and Diamond Sports, and that's been a really fraught relationship.
Is Diamond Sports the only one that you would see going into bankruptcy to save itself like this, or is it possible that others can do the same? Because the whole streaming of sports is like new, right?
Yeah. It's the only one I'm aware of. The big problem with Diamond wasn't just the cord cutting and the streaming, but literally having billions and billions of dollars on their balance sheet and with no real way of repaying it. So, if you're, in the same business and you're doing streaming, as long as you don't have, an unsustained, if you don't have a mountain of debt on your balance sheet, you probably have a better prospect of avoiding bankruptcy.
It's good, helps to start out not, already in the hole. That is Bloomberg's Jonathan Randles. You can hear our tech and business report weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS. And for more, tune in to Bloomberg Technology weekdays at 8 a.m. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.